All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Nice to have you with us. A beautiful day for baseball with the manager of the San Diego Padres. And I think if you look at 2015, there are many stories. One is Pat Murphy being the manager of the Padres. How about that?
Well, I'm very grateful. It's, you know, a great honor to be part of this club and great honor to be in the major leagues.
I look in your bio a little bit, and I see San Francisco early on in the early 80s, and you've had a great odyssey since then. We'll talk about it, but Giants to begin with?
Well, I never really got off the schneid, but I did actually sign a contract with the San Francisco Giants in 1982. It was short-lived in that I was also offered a college coaching job as an assistant football head baseball coach and opted out and probably spent 5 days with the Giants and then went to Maryville, Tennessee, and started my coaching career, and later came back and played minor league ball. But my time with the Giants was short-lived.
All right. Well, you have a Giants connection. Let's put it that way. Pat Murphy with us, the manager of the Padres. Pat, where'd you grow up, and what was baseball like for you?
Yeah, I grew up in Syracuse, New York. So baseball was very a short season. But I was at the Syracuse Chiefs game and watched Bobby Cox manage and sit in right field in the tree and steal balls that were hit for home runs and take them with us so we had a ball to play with. But yeah, Syracuse, New York, and you know, always liked baseball, but played all the sports, and whenever it was nice weather, we'd get out and play. We'd go to the park every single day, like you've heard so many people talk about, and one ball, one bat, and right field was dead if you're a right-handed hitter, and just play all day long.
All right, Pat is with us, Pat Murphy. You coach at Notre Dame, which is, of course, you think of Notre Dame, I think of the Golden Dome and everything that goes with it. I've been there for some of the football weekends. I'm a Miami, Florida guy, so I used to go the Miami-Notre Dame games. But what a place to be and coach baseball there. How did all that come about?
Yeah, very lucky, very lucky. Notre Dame didn't have much of a prolific baseball program at that time, and I don't think they were looking for a real high-powered coach. And I had some pedigree in being at academic places, and I think they thought with Pat Murphy, I impressed him on the interview. I could tell him any Notre Dame football player in the 70s, I could tell him their number. I think that was enough. But Gene Corrigan gave me a chance and saw the twinkle in my eye, and, you know, got very lucky after that. Everything fell into place, got the right kids and the right situation, and everything fell into place. It made me look good. And, yeah, that's how it got started.
And you have the right name.
Exactly. That helped. I'm sure that helped.
All right. Pat Murphy with us. All right. Then it's on to ASU and a lot of success at ASU. And, of course, that's sort of the cradle of baseball.
Again, you know, very fortunate. It, you know, had some opportunities to go to different places and was kind of waiting and had a chance to go to ASU. And I said, you know, I need to challenge myself. And, you know, I was in a situation in Notre Dame where people really thought I was decent. And little did they know, I was still learning a lot. And said, I got to challenge myself. So I went to ASU for 15 great years, and it didn't end perfect. My last season, we finished third in the country, but there was some controversy and a lot of things written about, maybe not all of it accurate, but then again, it was a great learning experience I had to go through, and went into minor league ball after that, and you know, stopped at most of the levels and just kept learning. And I sit here today with a ton to learn. So I'm wondering when it's going to ever happen, Marty, when I can feel like, oh, wow, I think I got this. But I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
No, it changes every day. But, you know, your story, and as I said earlier, we had Augie Garrido on last week, of course, coached at Fullerton and then at the University of Texas, and talking about his philosophy of baseball. And now you're managing a major league team. So what's your philosophy of baseball, and how do you approach it, and how do you deal with these guys?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's a lot about people, and it's a lot about energy, and it's a lot about team. And when it stops being about people and team, then I'm the wrong guy, because you know, I got my hands full. You know, I got my hands full here, just learning the club, learning the players, learning the league. I'm overwhelmed sometimes, but I got a great staff that are helping me through it. And but yeah, it's about people and it's about team. And the Giants are a great testament to that. The guy over there in that dugout, I don't know the man, but you know, I'm honored to be on the same field as him. And man. You know, they have a team, and they've put that first. And you can see in the way their guys play and the way they go about their business, they're been a great example to a lot of baseball people.
Yeah, you know, it's managing people, as you say. If it's young people and recruiting or managing men in the major leagues, that's the issue of managing. Branch Rickey said this a long time ago. He says, everybody knows the X's and O's. You know when to hit and run and when to do things, but it's managing men, and that must be the biggest challenge, I think, because coming from college, and you did a few minor league seasons, obviously with some pros, a couple of short seasons, but being in the major leagues and seeing guys making millions, and really, from kids, you say, all right, look, you better go to study hall, to a guy who's making, you know, $180 million, it's got to be somewhat of a challenge.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's no question about it. AAA helped me. You know, my 3 years in AAA has helped prepare me in some of the nuances of where guys are at. But nothing can prepare you for this. And, again, it's been just 6 days in, and I'm way different than I was 6 days ago. So a lot smarter, and I don't know if that's going to put a dent in it, but I'm going to keep moving the needle the best I can and try to help this team find itself, find its identity, and be a good ball club.
Well, the key to baseball for me is pitching. I always say, Connie Mack said it years ago, and I always say, show me the starting staff and I'll show you a team that's pretty good. And Tony La Russa said, show me a bullpen and I'll show you a good manager. So tell me about your pitching, because I think when I look at the Padres, maybe when we saw them preseason, the pitching was, wow, this team can win, but the pitching really hasn't come through.
Well, I think that it's on its way. I mean, I'm not trying to just be positive. I think there's some pieces there that are pretty good. I think there's some bullpen pieces there that are real good. You know, we've got to touch up some things, but guys believe in consistent, you know, there's no victims here. There's got to be some owners, you know what I mean? And just bad luck or bad call or whatever. Hey, we got to get past it all. You know, we got to solidify our mental toughness, and we got to solidify our way of approaching things, and I think we got a chance to be a good pitching club.
All right. You know, and Walter Alston came up and took over the Dodgers. Charlie Dressen was the manager. He wanted a 2-year contract, and Walter O'Malley said, I don't think so, and that was the end of Charlie Dressen. So Alston comes up from Montreal, and of course, these are the Brooklyn Dodgers, you know, the boys of summer, and right away Walter Alston was challenged by Jackie Robinson, and then Alston says, you know, you want to talk about it? Let's step outside and talk about it. And he got the club. Do you have to do that with guys like this? And I realize it's a different world. It's 60 years later. But you have to stand up to some people.
You know, confrontation's not a bad thing. You know, I've learned in my life that how you handle that confrontation is the key. And I think that when you hear about, I mean, you have to confront the situation. You have to confront people. They have to understand how confrontation is going to lead and change is going to lead to maybe some uncomfortableness, maybe some pain. But it's going to move us ahead. We're going to arrive at a better place. But there's no question that that's all part of this. I mean, and that's part of me being here, I'm sure, because I think that the powers to be know that I'm going to confront.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not something that doesn't matter how many years I have in. I mean, there's you know, the best heart surgeon in the world didn't have to have a heart attack to be a good heart surgeon, you know. And I think that, you know, I got a long way to go to be good, trust me, but it doesn't preclude me from doing what I think is right, which, you know, again, confrontation is part of it.
Boy, nice to have Pat Murphy with us. What a pleasure to get to know you here. I like to talk about people who teach me things. And Ron Washington, Ken Mock, Art Howe always told me, you know, when you get up to the big leagues, it's like being on a freeway. It's 100 miles an hour. Minor leagues, maybe it's 70 miles an hour. And they would tell me that about the speed of the game and the players. How about for you as a manager? Do you see the difference in the speed from minor leagues to here?
No doubt. And, I mean, things are happening very, very fast. And if I didn't have Doc Roberts next to me, you know, these 6 days would have been totally overwhelming. They have been overwhelming, but totally overwhelming. Doc has helped me a bunch. The rest of the staff has helped me a bunch. So, and the auxiliary staff, everybody around has helped me. So make it an easier transition so I can do what maybe I can do. So yes, it's way faster. The first thing I noticed was the bat boys. I'm like, God, PCL, those bat boys aren't running like that, but they don't miss a trick. You know, so it's been fast paced.
Travel's a lot better.
No question. My 14-year-old, of course, is with me everywhere. He's like, Dad, I could get used to this.
Well, it's the truth. Those 6 a.m. wake-up calls in the PCL or internationally, they're a little different.
6 a.m.? You must have been sleeping in.
No, the plane leaves it.
The plane leaves at 6.
Exactly.
That's right.
No. Yeah, the 3:30 wake-up call, 45-minute bus ride to a 6 o'clock flight. and then two layovers, and then play that night, you know those guys are warriors. That you put in time in the PCL, you've made a commitment to the minor leagues, that's for sure.
Well, you've done it, Pat Murphy. You've done it, and that's why you're here today. A long career as being a college coach and also a baseball manager. And one last story for you. Leo DeRocher used to sit around before the game and talk to the writers, and then the writers would say, Leo, boy, I could manage this team. And Leo would say, really? All right, it's first and second of the ninth inning. You're down by two runs, and Willie Mays is up. What do you do? And the writer said, well, he says, too late.
Yep, yeah, that's right. You have to see it. You have to see it before it happens. And I've watched this guy in the other dugout do that for years. I mean, he's really, really good. And again, I'm a little geeked up and a little really challenged. I know there's a lot of guys more qualified and a lot of guys quicker, better, smarter. But I've got this opportunity, and I'm not going to back off. And if I get knocked out early, I get knocked out. But I'm at least going to accept the challenge. And yeah, and with a lot of help, hopefully hold my own and live for another day.
Well, you got to live day by day. That's what I say. We're all day by day. You had a chance to go to the Brewers, but the Padres said no. Did you have an inkling? Well, if they said no, they must like me.
It didn't totally come down the way it was reported. You know, Counts and I, he was my first recruit at Notre Dame.
Okay.
And I was you talk about being lucky. I was lucky to pick a kid like that who's, you know, it wasn't so evident that he was going to be a major league star or even a college star. But nonetheless, he had talked to me a little bit about coming over and joining him. And I think the Padres were in a situation. I don't think it had anything to do with me possibly becoming the manager. I really don't. I think it was more about we hadn't gotten to an advanced stage yet. It was more about just thinking about I put a lot of time in the minor leagues. I was involved in spring training at a deeper level. It's kind of a coordinator of sorts. And, you know, I think it was more about, you know, making sure that that transition was seamless if I was going to leave. And then I think everything else transpired and one thing led to another. I don't believe the reports when they sure as heck didn't tell me that I was in line. So nor did I even really think about it, to be honest with you. Counsel's the one that said, hey, man, just slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're anxious to go, but just slow down a little bit. So I did, and I'm glad I did.
Boy, what a great story. Thank you for taking the time to get on, and for the fans to hear your voice, and they're going to look at you in the dugout and now hear your philosophy and what you're up against, and I know you respect it, so I appreciate you being on.
Marty, thank you for having me on. It's really a pleasure for me.
Yeah. All right. That's Pat Murphy, the manager of the San Diego Padres. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.